A national policy on climate change is in the offing. The policy, which is in its final stages of completion, seeks to respond effectively to issues of climate change and carbon emissions. It covers a broad spectrum of institutions, including faith-based institutions and civil society groups. A deputy director in charge of climate change at the Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology, Peter Derry, announced this at the opening of the National Conference on Climate Change for Religious Bodies. Is that the move had become necessary because the country cannot win the fight against climate change without a concrete national policy on how climate change should be incorporated into the broad national development agenda. Here's a report by Yaya Kwamua.
The objective of the program is to actively involve religious bodies to help stem the tide of climate change. The Deputy Director in charge of climate change at the Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology, Peter Derry, said the ministry is desirous to respond to the emerging trends of global warming and how Ghana could better contribute to the reduction of climate change. He said Ghana has consistently ensured that it has adequate representation in international conferences on climate change to keep abreast of developments in global and regional deliberations on climate response measures.
This country has a strong commitment to assist in building capacity not only for adaptation but also for mitigation. A vibrant multisectoral National Climate Change Committee has therefore been constituted and tasked with an overreaching responsibility of developing a national policy on climate change, which the ministry is satisfied to report is at its final stages of completion. A clean development mechanism secretary has also been established to respond to the opportunities offered by the carbon trading market, and in particular to the CDM as a financial mechanism.
The moderator of the General Assembly of the EP Church, Right Reverend Francis Amenu, called on government to engage religious bodies in all activities that are meant to build capacities of stakeholders in the fight against climate change. The National Coordinator of the Religious Bodies on Climate Change, Charles Agbukulu, said the aim of the network is to build the capacity of their members to help educate the public on the effects of climate change. Participants from the Muslim community, Christian denominations and civil society groups gave their solidarity messages.
A report by Yahya Kwamua.